Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve Del Bianco is here. Steve's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years. He's a good friend of ours. He's executive director of NetChoice. That's netchoice.org. And every so often, I don't know, a couple, three times a year, he puts together a list of he calls the I-Offer list. This is the ugliest proposals out there to impede, to harm, to hinder, to degrade, to erode, to hurt the digital world, the internet primarily, and things that we use it for. And he gives us we're happy to be one of the beneficiaries of his work, and he reports this to us from time to time, and he's here right now. Steve DiBianco, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back with your eye off a list. Steve, I want to talk about number one in the second. I've got your list here. I'm going to talk about number one in this next segment. So pick one of the others, and let's do that this segment. Which one is the what about the California law, folks? Some of these are national. Some of these are local. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jim. IOFL stands for it's an acronym, right? You have an iPhone and an iPad, but IOFL means the Internet Advocates Watch List for Ugly Laws. And this is the Halloween edition. We put it out last Thursday because these laws are truly scary to anyone who loves what the Internet has done for life and for commerce, for communications and information sharing. So number two on the Halloween IOFL list was a new California law. It just passed. Governor Moonbeam signed it a few weeks ago, and it takes effect on, you remember him? And
oh, yeah.
It takes effect January of 2015, so there's time for us to...
Is there anything he won't sign?
Yeah, good question.
Is there anything the California legislature won't come up with? And when they do, is there anything he won't sign? I'll tell you, anyway, go ahead. Don't get me started on California. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what I really want to do is to appeal to the sensible nature of legislators who wonder whether they went too far. I want to make sure that the courts have a chance to weigh in. So we may well bring a court action to stop this law from going into effect because it violates some constitutional and federal laws.
What does it
say? You may remember that a few years ago, NetChoice sued the state of Maine over a law that made it illegal to market to minors. These are 17-year-olds without parental permission. And that would have made it, for instance, a crime in Maine to send college recruiting and marketing literature to a 17-year-old mm-hmm. without parental permission first. And turns out a lot of aspiring college students, well, maybe not have parents that could give the permission.
Right. So they go out on their own and request it.
Exactly. So we won in that case, and we may have to do the same thing here. Hey, but this is a law that was designed to uniquely stop the Internet from showing ads for things that 17-year-olds aren't allowed to buy in California.
Right.
That's a mouthful, right?
Which on its face sounds like an appropriate desire, but from a practical standpoint, it's really almost impossible, isn't it?
Even if it were possible, let's think about whether it's desirable. Okay, because to be possible, we'll have to collect more information than we ever did before to know whether you're a 17-year-old Californian.
Well, just talk
before
to the
we
NS-
allow ads to
Steve,
show.
Just talk to the NSA; they've got all that.
Okay, yeah, great, exactly. They may not have it for long. This keeps up. This has changed everything with respect to international and domestic privacy regulation.
Right.
You can't imagine the impact of Snowden and NSA, because they become an excuse for bad ideas to become law.
I want to talk about that. I didn't mean to get you derailed. Come back to your teenagers here now.
Yeah, so this bill makes it a crime, and the fine is $2,500 for every time Facebook allows an ad to show up that shows a 17-year-old something they're not allowed to buy.
Even though Facebook has no way of knowing who's
requesting
that page.
Well, they do. Facebook has an idea of who you are, and they know your age because you put a date of birth in. They have to do that.
Okay.
So I picked Facebook as the example because they would have known you were a 17-year-old Californian.
Mm-hmm.
But this means that they have to police the ads coming in through ad networks to be sure that there's no ads for spray paint from Home Depot. The spray paint's illegal for a 17-year-old in California. I guess because they tag the graffiti. Fireworks. No ads for fireworks. 17-year-olds can't buy a car on their own, so believe it or not, a NASCAR ad featuring Miller Lite on the side of the car. 17-year-olds can't buy beer
in California. Yeah, see, that's over the top, those kinds of restrictions. So you think you're going to file a suit to block this like you did in Maine?
Well, you know, we're going to pursue a lot of different means, and we may well do that, Jim. And if we do, I'd appreciate your help publicizing the case.
We will do that. We expect you to keep us posted on that. Folks, when we come back, you know what user-generated content is? It's word of mouth online, right? It's word of mouth on steroids. It's what you do when you leave a comment about a product in any particular place on the Internet. Well, we're going to talk about whether that's being impinged upon. After these messages with Steve DelBianco, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.